healthy alternatives. Both research and real-life experiences are making it clear every day that our traditional medical system and practices need to be rethought, revised, and recharged in light of a more holistic approach to health. Dr. Jerry V. Teplitz, host of Healthy Alternatives, has been a pioneer for 36 years in stress management and optimum health. With a Ph.D. in holistic health sciences, a law degree, and as the author of 8 books, all focused on health, stress management, and performance, Dr. Teplitz is uniquely qualified to help us explore and incorporate healthy alternatives into our daily lives. He is a professional speaker and has shared his wisdom with over 1 million people. Join him to reach your highest level of health and wellness. Now, here's Dr. Teplitz.
Welcome to Healthy Alternatives. My name is Dr. Jerry Teplitz. What Healthy Alternatives is about is that most of us really want to reach optimal levels of health. We want to feel better, live longer, enjoy life more. That's what I attempt to bring you every week on Healthy Alternatives. My guest today is going to be Glory Magram. We're going to talk to her a little bit later. Glory is a graduate of the University of Maryland with a BA in Speech Drama and English Secondary Education. She went on to get further educated. She's studied traditional healing programs, non-traditional approaches, and she really has gotten fascinated with the notion of what she calls nutritional building and cleansing to make you feel and look younger and have unlimited energy. We're going to be talking to Glory in just a few minutes. Every week at this point, I like to begin the show by talking about an issue or concern you should know about because it can have a real impact on you. This week, I want to talk about a study that came out in the Archives of Internal Medicine, which is published by the American Medical Association. And this was published in October of last year. The bottom line is that study said multivitamins may shorten your life. Sounds like the issue area should be taking multivitamins, but the issue area is the level of quality or lack of quality of this study. So this is a study that assessed the use of vitamins and minerals in nearly 39,000 women whose average age was 62. So it was looking at a small age range. Now, the researchers asked women to fill out 3 surveys reporting the supplements they took, what foods they ate, and they answered a few questions about their health. All that sounds okay until you realize that the first survey was filled out in 1986. The second survey was filled out 11 years later in 1997. The third one was filled out 7 years later in 2004. Anybody remember what they were doing in 1986 or 97 or even 2004, exactly what you were eating and taking and doing and feeling? So that's the first problem with this study. They only did 3 self-reporting, and that's also an issue. They didn't do anything else besides people just sort of reporting what they may have been doing. Then they looked at how many women had died in 2008. And they reported the number of deaths was somewhat higher for women who took copper, a little bit lower for women who took calcium, but about average for most of the women. What they didn't tell you is that the changes, that the risks were so low that scientifically they were statistically insignificant. Now, no research was done by these folks on what the definition of multivitamin actually meant. And over a 19-year period, as research has come out, multivitamins have actually been reformulated. What was there years ago may not be there. There may be other things that have been added to them. No analysis was done what was in there, the different combinations that people were actually consuming. No analysis of the cause of death beyond kind of a grouping for cancer, cardiovascular disease, or the favorite category of other. They didn't look at whether these were high quality supplements. They weren't giving them the supplements. People were just taking them. What were the quantities? What were the ingredients, synthetic or natural? So there's many, 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 many things to look at, including what kind of diet were they having, what kind of exercise were they doing. It's a whole picture that you have to look at. Because if somebody was taking vitamin supplements and eating tons of sugar and fructose corn sweetener and white flour products, taking the vitamins may not do all that much to assist them in their longevity. So this is a study that is really questionable science. Yes, it appeared in the American Medical Association's journal on the Archives of Internal Medicine, but it's really a questionable study, especially when there's lots out there that has validated taking vitamins and minerals and the impacts that can have on you that are very positive. If you want to know more about me, Dr. Jerry Teplitz, you can go to teplitz.com, teplitz.com, and you can follow me on Twitter and Facebook. You'll also see at the top of the homepage, it says Jerry Recommends. You can click there to see specific folks that I recommend for you to consider exploring and learning about. Now, every week, I like to talk to you about a healthy breakthrough, its new discoveries, the latest information about healthier alternatives you can use for yourself, your family, and loved ones. What I want to talk about today is a vitamin. Well, actually, it's not a vitamin. I'll get to that in a minute. It's vitamin D, and especially vitamin D in the form of vitamin D3. Vitamin D3 has been linked to solving many ailments, cancer of the colon, prostate and breast cancer, tuberculosis, schizophrenia, multiple sclerosis, hip fractures, chronic pain, and even depression. As a matter of fact, most cells in our body have receptors for vitamin D, and calling it a vitamin is actually a misnomer. It's not really a vitamin. What it is, it's a very powerful steroid hormone, and it's involved in numerous repair and maintenance functions in the body. It actually regulates your body to turn genes on or off, and part of the reason it has such an impact on so many things is that about 2,000 of our genes are actually directly influenced by vitamin D. Now, when vitamin D is taken in quantities that are good for the body, then, as an example, there was a study that showed by researchers from Boston University that women who took calcium had a 60% lower risk of developing cancers of any type versus a placebo group. As a matter of fact, the Canadian Pediatric Society has recommended that pregnant or breastfeeding women get 2,000 IU, and IU is the way they measure vitamin D, per day. Researchers from the University of California actually analyzed national cancer deaths between 1950 and 1969, and then again between 70 and 1994. Now, between 1970 and 94 is the period when people started staying out of the sun more, wearing more sunscreens, heavy-duty glasses, sunglasses. And their research shows that we're not getting enough vitamin D during that period. And if during that period that people had been getting enough vitamin D, that the mortality rate for 16 types of cancers could have gone down anywhere from 2 to 70%. Scientists from Indonesia found that treating tuberculosis patients with 10,000 units of vitamin D daily actually had a 100% cure rate, 100%. D's also been shown to be effective against anthrax, cholera, E. coli, dysentery, staph, and even the flu. A study published in Nutrition Reviews in August of 2007 estimated that increasing people's levels in countries north of the equator, you can actually eliminate 250,000 cases of cancer of the colon and 350,000 cases of breast cancer every year. Now, how much vitamin D should you be taking? Well, you want to have a blood test done because you're really looking for an optimum level of between 50 and 70 NGs per milliliter. NG is the way that they measure vitamin D in your blood. If you're looking to heal cancer and other illnesses, then you want to go above 70 NG. Do you have to worry about toxic effects? Well, there are a number of studies that have been done where people took doses of vitamin D of 100,000 IUs per day for brief periods of time with no negative side effects. So find out what your level is. Go to maybe 8,000 IUs a day and then get a blood test in maybe 4 to 6 months, and that way you'll see how you're doing. So vitamin D and the D3 is the best kind to get. It's the most active kind you can get for your system. Before I bring on my guest, Gloria Megrim, I'd like to pause for this message.
Every one of us is under stress from work, family, the economy, layoffs, the inability to retire. These are the realities today. Even if you're doing okay, we all have friends and relatives experiencing hard times. Hey, just watching the news can make you nervous. Make no mistake, there's nothing benign about stress. It can lead to high blood pressure, digestive problems, difficulty concentrating, and increased risk of disease. That's why Dr. Jerry Teplitz wrote the book Managing Your Stress in Difficult Times, Succeeding in Times of Change. He presents easy, effective techniques to reduce stress, eliminate pain, relieve insomnia, and gain an overall sense of well-being. Managing Your Stress is fully illustrated and provides hands-on, proven methods you can use immediately. Dr. Teplitz knows how to cut to the chase. He begins working with you from the very first page of Managing Your Stress in Difficult Times, Succeeding in Times of Change. Click on the cover that you see on the WebTalkRadio.net page in front of you and buy it now. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee, and it will change your life.
My guest today is Glory Megrim. Glory graduated from the University of Maryland with a bachelor's degree in speech, drama, and English secondary education. Interesting combination. She obtained her master's degree from the University of Santa Monica in applied psychology, and she also graduated a four-year professional training program at the Barbara Brennan School of Healing and has completed 4 years of the Pathwork Transformation Program. She's a nutritional consultant, and for most of her adult life, Gloria has been fascinated with health and healing, and she's been delighted to discover the Isagenix program for nutritional building and cleansing, and it helps people feel younger and look better, and has really helped Gloria in her energy level as well. She's been involved with it for 10 years now, and we're going to be talking about the notions of building, cleansing, and this program that she's been involved with. So, Glory, welcome to Healthy Alternatives.
Thank you, Jerry.
So, tell us what do you mean by nutritional building and cleansing?
Well, nutritional building and cleansing is a program to detoxify the body that allows you to build up health and vitality of the body and cleanse it at the same time, which means you feel really good.
So a lot of other programs, though, they want you to kind of do the cleansing first and then get into nutritional building. So you're saying you do it at the same time.
Yeah, that's what's so nice about Isagenix and makes it so special, because first we build the body and then we do a little cleansing, then build some more, then cleanse some more. So you're giving a body, your body a break from the actual cleansing because you don't want to deplete the body. And so that combination of building and cleansing makes sure that you have so much energy and those toxins are just coming out.
So why is, for listeners who aren't familiar with the notion of cleansing, first of all, what do you mean by that in the first place?
Well, we take toxins into our body every day. And they collect in our organs, and especially in our fat cells, until we help allow our bodies to release them. So, for example, you might be taking in toxins if you shower or bathe with regular tap water. Do you breathe in air pollution?
There you're talking about the chlorine or whatever the kind of chemical that they're using, correct?
Exactly. Chlorine or whatever else might be in our tap water. Mm-hmm. Yes. And just the air we breathe, there's pollutants in our air. What about if you eat food with treated with pesticides? That all goes in. Standard detergents that we wash our clothes with. And do you use sunscreens, moisturizers, cosmetics, or hair dyes? Standard cleaning products in our home, all of these are toxins that go into our body, and we want to get rid of them. You know, there's a wonderful short video on my website called Are You Toxic? That I think people might find really enlightening on the subject. So cleansing is we want to get all this stuff out of the body.
What's your website, Lori? So if people want to watch that video, they can go there?
Okay. The website is www.O, Glory Girl, that's GLORIEGIRL dot ISAGENIX dot com. www.oglorygirl.isagenix.com.
So what you're saying with all the toxins coming at us, instead of having to become a bubble boy, a bubble girl, you know, where you're in a bubble so nothing can touch you, you have an option of cleansing that stuff out of your body.
Yeah, because, I mean, we're going to be, we just take in toxins all the time. That's the way we live in this world. But there's something that we can do about it, and that's what's important.
And so, what are the benefits that you've seen that come from cleansing the body?
One thing for sure is that it gives you much more energy. You feel much more alive. It helps you look and feel younger. And one of the things that I'm especially interested in, it helps prevent premature aging.
Is that because of your age?
You mean me?
Anybody is really wanting
well,
to prevent premature
aging. Yeah, yeah. I think there's, free radical. I mean, I'm not a doctor, but, you know, I think there's free radicals that are in our bodies all the time. And there's antioxidants and so many good things in these products that it really does help.
Let's look at the nutritional building side of what's going on.
Okay.
So what do you see as necessary? You mentioned superoxide dismutase, but what are other things that you view as important for the nutritional building side of the equation?
Well, the Isagenix products contain vitamins and minerals, those kinds of things, lots of antioxidants. One of the products called Ionic Supreme has 9 adaptogens in it. And an adaptogen is something that helps the body adapt to the negative effects of stress. So that product alone, if you weren't doing anything else, I think is fabulous. I call it a tonic. And what it does is it helps balance the body. And what's so interesting is people routinely report that after only about 2 or 3 days on Ionic Supreme, they fall asleep more quickly and sleep deeper and more deliciously. And there's nothing in it that makes you sleepy, but I think it's because the body can sleep better after it's balanced.
Are there other elements that you to the nutritional building that you're doing in terms of, do you need to watch what you're eating? Are there recommendations around that as well?
Well, what they suggest is, you have a meal replacement shake, which gives you all the vitamins, minerals, there's herbs in it, wonderful things that give you the nutrition and the energy that you need. And the thing that's so nice about it is it's not a protein shake. It's a perfect combination of protein, carb, fat, and fiber in the proportions that our body likes. So you've got that. The Ayana Supreme, those are basically the nutritional aspects of the program. There's another product called Natural Accelerator, which actually heats up the metabolism so you burn fat. So, I mean, those are basically the nutritional products. You do actually also eat food, too. You're not just drinking this as a meal replacement.
As some people would now go, thank God.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. And not only that, Jerry, the food that you eat is your own food of your own choosing. So you don't have to buy meals or anything like that. You know, you get to have a meal of your choice. Now, I would suggest that you don't go out and get fast food, but I mean, it really is up to you, you know, what food you eat. And so that's another thing that gives people so much freedom.
Can the cleansing part also assist in, I don't know if the word preventing is right, but correcting when you're having GMO foods, genetically modified foods that you're eating like corn and soy in your diet? Will that also cleanse that stuff out?
Well, now, genetically modified foods, I don't know that much about them, but I think, I don't know that that's something that gets stored in your body. I know it affects your body. But if there are any toxins, you know, anything that does get stored in the fat cells or around the organs, the Isagenix cleansing drink will pull it out. So that's probably all I know on the subject. I know that they're GMO free. The Isagenix products are GMO free. Of course.
So at least they're starting in a good place.
yeah, absolutely.
Now, how does this Isagenix program differ from other cleansing types of programs that are out there?
Well, I think one of the most exciting things, you know, as I said, is that instead of having you be on a restricted diet where you only eat like one food or one drink, like for 10 days or whatever it is, you're actually building and cleansing at the same time, as I said before. So you get to eat a variety of foods, what you choose. You've got the shakes, which are, they have chocolate or vanilla, and I personally think the chocolate is just exquisite. So I think that makes the difference, you know, because you're eating normal foods. You're eating, their products give you lots of energy, using good product, good materials, ingredients, and people generally feel so good. You know, lots of times when people go on a cleanse, they feel tired or sluggish or headaches, and that doesn't really happen with Isagenix. You just feel really good and have lots of energy.
So before we continue, I'd like to remind you that you're listening to Healthy Alternatives with Dr. Jerry Teplitz on webtalkradio.net, and we'll be back with my guest, Glory Megrim, in just a moment.
Anyone who has migraines knows that they are almost totally debilitating and hard, if not impossible, to treat. Or should we say they were impossible to treat? Dr. Jerry Teplitz's DVD, Instant Headache and Migraine Relief, delivers on its promise with a 5-minute migraine cure and a 90-second headache treatment. Learn this natural way to get rid of your migraine with the 2,000-year-old Japanese technique of shiatsu, a pressure point method that's simple and immediately effective. The Instant Headache and Migraine Relief DVD also features bonus techniques for treating sore throats, stiff necks, and shoulder pain. No pills, no herbs, no waiting, just relief. Jack Canfield, co-author of the Chicken Soup for the Soul series, learned these techniques from Dr. Teplitz and says, these techniques are so practical, so powerful, so simple. They've done it for me and my family. They can do it for you too. Click on the DVD cover on the page in front of you for more information. Instant Headache and Migraine Relief comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. There's no reason to wait. Click on it now.
So my guest today is Glory Megrim. She's a graduate of the University of Maryland with a bachelor's degree in speech drama and English secondary education. She then went on to get a master's degree from the University of Santa Monica in applied psychology. She's a graduate of a 4-year professional training program at the Barbara Brennan School of Healing, and she completed 4 years of the Pathwork Transformation Program. And she's a nutritional consultant. She's been focusing in on ways to help people look and feel younger and have much more energy. And she's been involved with that through the Isagenix program. We've been talking about how that works and how it affects you. So, Glory, In detoxifying, you touched on it a little bit. Can you expand on it further? What are the side effects that can happen for folks when they detoxify?
Well, I think my favorite side effect is weight loss. And the body tries to protect us from toxins that it can't metabolize. So it stores them in our fat cells, and then the body even pours in extra water to dilute them even more to protect us. So when we start pulling the toxins out, the extra water there isn't needed anymore, so that comes out too. And another wonderful side effect is that you have more energy. And so Isagenix suggests that you do 20 minutes of exercise a day, not because of the exercise and the calorie effect, but because you want the lymph to keep moving, which gets the toxins out right away. And so the side effect of having more energy is you feel really good about doing the exercise.
Is the exercise that they're recommending just simply a minimum of like walking, or they want more strenuous exercise as a part of it? What do they recommend?
Walking is good enough. And if you want to do more strenuous, of course, that's great. But walking will do it. You need to keep that lymph moving. You know, we want you to feel as good as you can while you're on this program, and getting the toxins out as fast as possible will help you feel better.
Now, how long does it take to start seeing changes and results when you get on the program?
It's very fast. You know, depending on which kind of a program you're on, how fast or slow you want to go, you can see, I think, dramatic results after just 3 days, after 2 days, actually. And I think part of it is the water loss, but remember, it's not water that you're going to gain back again as soon as you start, you know, drinking fluids, because the water that's stored in the fat cells with those toxins, when it's not needed anymore, it's gone. So the effects are dramatic and fast. It's very exciting. That's why it's such a popular program.
Now, how many days are you doing nutritional building and then switching over to the cleansing part?
Well, again, there's different ways that you can do the program, and that's what makes it so special, because you can adapt it to what feels right for your body. But no matter what program you're on, there are 4 cleanse days. So you can we always start off with 2 to 4 pre-cleanse days, you know, to get the body ready to build a little bit before you even think of detoxing. And then you can do 1 or 2 cleanse days right away, and then have 5 days in the middle where you're doing shakes and food, and then 2 more cleansing days at the end. Or if you need to go slower, you can cleanse 1 day a week. That'll take you a month. So you listen to your body. And, you know, I'm a really good cleanse coach, and so I'll guide people all the way as they do it, so we can adjust the program depending on what their body says it wants.
So explain it a little bit more. After the 4 days of cleanse, you're not done with the whole process, or are you?
No, you don't do the cleanse days in a row.
Okay.
After building for, you know, the pre-cleanse days for 2 to 4 days, mm-hmm. you can have 1 or 2 cleanse days. That's it. Never more than 2 at a time. And then you have some days in the middle where you're doing meal replacement shakes and regular meals. And you do that for, you know, 5 to 7 days. And then you might have 1 more cleanse day, and then another week where you're doing the building. The cleanse, it's very powerful, gentle and powerful at the same time. So you're only going to do 1 or 2 cleanse days at a time, and then at least 5 days before another cleanse day.
And then if you, you know, like if somebody's really tremendously overweight, which means they have a lot more toxins that are collected in their body,
yes.
Will they then repeat the program a bunch of times until they get to where they want to be?
Exactly right. And you can take little breaks in between if you want to, but you can repeat the program as many times as you like. I mean, some people have lost 100, 200 pounds on this program. And the reason people can stick to it is because you feel so good. It's not restrictive, because you can eat regular food that you like. I mean, you can even eat, I mean, I would encourage it, but you can eat even bad foods if you want to, but and then still get right back on the program. So getting out toxins really does help you lose weight.
So with us having just passed the holiday season, would this be the perfect time for getting on it?
Oh, that's when I first did it, because it was after all the holidays and I just wanted to detox. And this is the perfect time because, you know, so many of us eat the wrong foods. We gain weight, we gain toxins. It couldn't be a better time after the holidays. Let me just say, I suggest people do a deep cleanse at least twice a year anyway. I personally like to cleanse at the change of every season, but any time is a good time, and this, after the holidays, it's a perfect time.
Now, to do what you're calling a deep cleanse, would that be going on mm-hmm. one of these cycles that has the 4 days in it, and that would be considered the deep cleanse, or is there something you're going to do further to get what you call a deep cleanse?
No, that's the deep cleanse. I've only been talking about that.
Okay.
Up till now.
So twice a year, then you're saying just do one of these 4-day-ish combinations as a way of just, you know, getting rid of a whole bunch of stuff if you're not doing anything else or need anything else, but just to keep your system really functioning well.
Yeah, I think that's important. I mean, at least twice a year, because and it really depends on your what your life is like. For example, you know, firefighters, for example, are probably exposed to a lot of toxins. And also people who work in beauty shops, nail salons, are exposed, I think, to a lot of toxins. So maybe for them, much more often is more important.
Any research that's been done by the company supporting the changes that people are having happen for them?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there are lots of research that you can find on the website or through the company itself. I can't make medical claims. People have reported that their blood pressure goes down to more normal levels. With Ionic Supreme, women have reported that their hot flashes decrease or are even eliminated. I've heard that diabetics do really well because there's not refined sugar.
Gloria, I assume you're talking about a type 2 diabetic then, where it's nutritionally oriented and diet oriented. Are you talking about type 1 also?
You know, I'm not sure. Here's what I suggest. I mean, if there's anyone who is a diabetic or have any medical problems, you know, I think it's always a good idea to work with your doctor whenever you're doing any kind of program like this. Because that's the most important thing. Anytime you have medical issues, it's good to be monitored by your doctor as you make changes to your nutrition.
Anything else listeners need to know about the products that are in the program?
One of the nicest products that comes with it. Let me say you can always buy anything a la carte, whatever you like. I have a shake every day in my life just because for breakfast because I feel so good on it. But you've got there's one product that you get with the program called Natural Accelerator, which heats up your metabolism so you burn fat. There's another product called IsoFlush, which is not a laxative, but it softens everything so that the toxins can come out easily and more quickly. And the cleansing drink, I didn't really mention that before. It's called Cleanse for Life. And I think it tastes like pear juice. So you're not tasting anything that you have to, you know, hold your nose and swallow. The products taste really good.
Yeah, not holding nose is a good advantage.
Well, you know, it's what I mean by all of that is, yes, the products taste really good.
Cool.
So it's a pleasure to be on the program.
If somebody wants to get on the products, they can just go to your website at, I assume, at O Glory Girl, and it's spelled letter O, Glory, GLORIE, and then the word girl, GIRL, dot, Isagenics, and it's spelled isagenix.com. Or if you have questions and you want to specifically ask Glory, you can call her at 301 841 7044, that's 301-841-7044, and she's on the East Coast. Glory, thank you for being a guest on Healthy Alternatives today.
Well, thank you so much, Jerry. It's been my pleasure.
My guest next week is going to be Neilan Hightower. Neilan has done something pretty unique. He's managed to drop over 100 pounds of excess fat and keep it off with no struggle and no dieting, and he's kept it off for over 3 years. He's written a book called Six Simple Truths to Fat Release, and he says that losing weight, though it may work in the short term, doesn't last. I'm going to be talking about that and what you can do. And he's even got an ebook of his book that you'll be able to actually get for free. You're not going to want to miss this one. This is Dr. Jerry Teplitz, and you can find out more about me at teplitz.com, or you can follow me on Facebook and Twitter. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for being with us today for Healthy Alternatives. For more information about Dr. Teplitz and his availability for speaking engagements, please click on the globe on the webtalkradio.net page in front of you, or go to teplitz.com. You may also follow him on Facebook and Twitter by using the icons on the page. To find out more about his books, please click on any of the book covers you see. Eat well, rest well, take a breath, get some exercise, and we'll see you again right here next week for another edition of Healthy Alternatives.